are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Right into your phone calls we go. It's Andy in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Andy.
How you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just thinking, you guys were earlier you guys were talking about how Ron Paul running as third party.
Well, he has effectively ruled that out at this point.
Oh, really? Okay. I was just curious because I thought if that were to happen, wouldn't he just take away votes from the Republican candidate and then we'd end up with a Democrat?
Do you think the Republican has a chance of winning?
Well, I don't really know. I really
just in case
at this point, I don't
you, just in case you wondered, there's an extraordinarily unpopular war being fought right now, and the Republicans are supporting it. 70% of the American population is against it, so you might as well get used to either the first black president or the first woman president, because it's not going to be John McCain.
Well, plus libertarians always get this rap that you know the idea that they are somehow conservatives that smoke marijuana, and
right.
it's
and
just
John
not
McCain,
true.
John McCain doesn't own my vote.
Right. It's just not true either. Libertarians come from all across the political spectrum. Many of them are former Republicans. That's true. But many of them are also former Democrats and Green Party members. And there's a good chunk of libertarians that are non-voters. They'd never voted for any Republican or Democrat prior to that. So I think it's just a common misconception that libertarians would likely vote for the Republican if there were no libertarian in the race. Myself, I would stay home. I wouldn't bother voting for either one of the Democrats or Republicans.
I lean more towards Republican just because I want less taxes and.
But wait a minute,
has John McCain given you any indication that that's what he's going to do?
I wouldn't say John McCain's the right choice, though.
But wait, George Bush.
Hold on, that choice
is
made, my friend.
I'm not saying every candidate has, but just the idea in general.
There's only one Republican candidate that's ever done anything about reducing taxes, and that's Ron Paul. All the rest of those guys with their contract with America,
were you living in since from 2000 to 2006?
Right.
The taxes went up, and the Republicans were in charge.
Right. The eight years of George Bush have been more. There have been more taxes in this country ever since George Bush took office. A bigger increase in government than Bill Clinton ever could have had.
I know, but it's frustrating, when people suggest that libertarians the Republicans lie about their tax stance.
I don't really think you can. I think it's people lie more than just the Republicans or Democrats.
Well, the Democrats will tell you they want more taxes.
Their lies affect us. People lie in general, but politicians' lies affect our lives. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
If the gal at McDonald's tells you a lie, maybe she told you a lie about a hamburger, but you'll live. If a politician tells you a lie, then they get into office and they do something different. That's a pretty big lie. It changes your life. It affects how much money you make, how much food you can put on the table for your kids, what kind of house they live in, and what kind of car you drive.
Mm-hmm. I'm also worried about health care.
Well, how about it?
Well, just socialized Medicare doesn't really work.
Right.
And I just don't want that to happen.
Well, I'd like to point out that one of the Republican candidates, he's now out of the race, but one of the Republicans, Mitt Romney, had implemented fascist socialist health care in Massachusetts.
And John McCain is notorious for working with the Democrats, you know, crossing the aisle and that kind of thing. Where do you think the next place to cross the aisle to is? The way I see it, I'd rather have a Democrat in president, as president, so the Republicans could stand against her rather than having a Republican, that's going to work with the Democrats.
Yeah, the only
the
problem with that
would have a difficult time working with, would have a difficult time saying we don't want to work with this Republican president.
Yeah, but the only problem with that though, Mark, is that you're right. That's exactly what would happen if a Democrat gets elected. Then the Republicans all of a sudden find their principles again, and they start talking about small government, and then all the Republican voters they get all all woozy. Oh, they're talking about small government again. They're really serious this time. Sure, it's the same old pack of liars, but they're really mean at this time. If we just reelect the Republicans, they'll finally reduce government. That's what we've been waiting for all these years, but yet they never do. People keep voting for Republicans and Democrats, and it never makes a GD bit of difference as far as what happens in Washington. It always gets bigger. And it's interesting that during Republican administrations, government increases at a faster clip than it did during Democrat administrations. Just an interesting observation, and it's true. Ronald Reagan, this big, small government conservative, he drastically increased the size of government during his term. George Bush increased the size of government far more than Bill Bill Clinton.
During his term.
Yeah.
More accurately.
He signed the bills, Mark.
Some of them he did.
Yeah. Well, he could have vetoed more, but he didn't.
That's politics for
it
you.
It is politics. Exactly. Any other thoughts tonight?
I had a question for you, Ian.
Yeah.
Someone was telling me you're an anarchist. You believe?
You know, someone accused me of that earlier this week, and no, I don't like that term. It doesn't describe me. The term anarchy suggests a lack of rules. I support
okay.
the idea of rules,
right,
private
just,
property rules, which makes me a free marketeer and a voluntarist.
I was just wondering what your beliefs and how if you were in control, how it would be.
I don't want to be in control.
An ideal government. If you will.
No government whatsoever. I think we should have self-government where you control your life, you make decisions for yourself, and as long as you aren't harming someone else, you would be left alone. Does that make sense?
I mean, I agree.
There
I just think it's a little more complicated than that.
I would agree.
I think people try to make it more complicated, but it's really not. If you just let the marketplace operate unhindered without government regulation, then the market will handle anything that people are demanding. It will be provided by people in search of profit.
People are dumb sometimes, so, I mean, you can't really just
rely. So why would we want to put dumb people in charge of government?
When people, you know, there's always going to be that one person that's striving for power.
I understand that people are dumb and in search of power. Why would we want dumb people in search of power to have the access to power? That's what they have right now.
I don't either. I don't agree with that.
Right. So there's your argument against.
Sometimes that does happen.
Well, that's the argument against government, though, is
mm-hmm.
that because government is there and government has power and lords it over others, you are then setting up a possibility for people who are in search of that power to seize it and lord it over others. Why would we want that? We don't. At least in the free marketplace, dumb people are just dumb people, and power seekers can't get power because there's none to be had.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
It does make sense. I was pretty much a slave to the television before I started listening to this, and now ever since I started listening to you guys' show, I've been starting to, you know, start reading more and trying to educate myself because I don't want to be another drone.
Absolutely, and that's a great mindset to be in and continue to educate yourself. I know I am. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. All right, so let's get into it, shall we? The 10 illegal job questions. This from TechRepublic.com. Number one. Now, remember, this is... I think these are federal laws, although in many states there are other state laws that apply to job interviews. Number one, where were you born?
You're not allowed to ask where a person was born? I guess it would show ethnicity.
The question might seem like small talk as you get to know a person, but it could also be used to gather information illegally about the candidate's national origin. Although it might seem more relevant, you should avoid asking, are you a U.S. citizen? You can ask whether a candidate is authorized to work in the United States, but avoid asking about citizenship.
Okay.
And
so you can't even know whether a person is a naturalized, you know, you can't know whether they have a green card or something like that?
I don't know, Mark.
Guess
sounds
not.
Like it's a tricky issue. Number two, what is your native language? Again, the problem is this question could be used to determine national origin. You can ask whether the person knows a language if it's required for the job. For example, if the responsibilities include supporting Spanish-speaking customers, it's fair to ask whether the candidate speaks Spanish, but that's different from asking where you're from. And again, the idea here is to prevent discrimination, which... If you believe in freedom, you also need to believe in the freedom for business owners to be discriminatory.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny how some businesses can discriminate and some can't. For instance, you know, in Hollywood, when they produce commercials and that kind of thing, if the commercial calls for a little black boy and an old white lady comes to interview for it, she's not going to, you know, to audition for it, she's not going to get the job.
What about fat and ugly people? I mean, talk about being discriminated against. Yeah, there are some roles for fat people in Hollywood, but if you're ugly...
what they usually do is take attractive people and make them uglier with makeup and glasses and, you know, pull their pants up and that kind of thing.
And there are the occasional ugly freak roles, but for the most part, if you're going looking for a lead role in a movie and you're ugly or fat, you're SOL.
Yeah, so...
So why do they get to discriminate, huh?
It's strange.
Well, there's more to this story here. Again, another 8 questions you can't ask during a job interview. And it's all tied... Most of it is all tied into this discrimination issue.
Yeah, I want to talk about discrimination a little bit more.
Absolutely. The idea that people need to be protected from unscrupulous employers. More on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. I say, if someone wants to be a racist or somehow a bigot, then don't work for those people. Don't patronize them. Let's out them. Let them be racist so we know who they are.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an Ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the Ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Single CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away on the website, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about at shrine.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to meet hundreds of individuals who, like you, cherish liberty and are actually living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. I've heard some cool rumors about some exciting things that are planned for this year's Porkfest that didn't happen last year because there's just always new people coming here to New Hampshire and coming to visit. Let's see, rumor is there's going to be a Dance Dance Revolution competition going on.
Oh,
there,
that's
going
to be fun.
Which is a lot of fun for a lot of people. Plus, I've also heard rumors that the man behind SACL CAI is going to be sponsoring a barbecue or something like that, like all week long. I have not gotten the details on this, but
sounds right.
Also, rumor has it that Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted is going to be tagging along for that barbecue as well. So that should be fun, too. And we're going to be there broadcasting live on Saturday night from Porkfest. So be sure you join us as well. All the details are there at porkfest.com. We continue with the list of 10 things, 10 questions that are illegal to ask during a job interview. That's not if you're being interviewed. That's if you're the interviewer, if you're interviewing people for a job. The third question, the first two were, where were you born? What's your native language? And that's those are prohibited because it could help you determine the nationality of an individual to where you could then discriminate, say, I don't like people from Panama. You know, and not hire them as a result.
I don't like the French.
Number three, are you married? Here's another question that would seem innocent in most settings, but definitely not in a job interview, says TechRepublic.com, because you can't discriminate on the basis of marital status. This question is off limits.
You know, there's certainly employers out there that would want to hire somebody who's single over somebody who's married, or somebody who's married over somebody single. There used to be prejudices against people that were single. It's like, you know, they wanted you to need to have a job. You know, being married is going to make you a little more stable in one area, but being single would make it easier for you to travel for your work, is the idea. And I don't think that an employer should be limited on that any more than the individual is.
Well, no,
the individual can decide whether or not the job is for them. The employer should be able to decide whether or not the job is for them, too.
Absolutely.
Because it's a fit. It's a decision between the two of them as to whether or not they want to work together. It's like saying, you know, in a marriage that you can't make decisions based on this, you know, anything about the person. No, it's a relationship that you're entering into, and both parties should be able to make the decisions based on anything they want, including disgusting weird prejudices.
Yeah, I only want to hire people with blue hair.
You know, people that are of certain ethnicities, you know, gay people or straight people or whatever. It seems to me that it's just wrong. I mean, if I'm a good Christian who has, you know, and I believe everything in the Bible or whatever.
Right,
or
what if you only want to hire Christians?
Right. Why shouldn't I be able to do that?
You should. And that's what the point of talking about this is. Let me get through the rest of the questions here. Number four, do you have children? Of course, the idea then is that if you've got children, they'd be less likely to hire you because you'd be calling out because your kids are sick, for instance.
Or you'd cost more on the group insurance.
Number five, do you plan to get pregnant? It says that employers sometimes ask this question to weed out women who might take a maternity leave, and so it's illegal to ask that one.
I know how to weed out those women. They're between the ages of 16 and 40.
There you go.
Then maybe a little older now.
Number six, how old are you? Some companies used to avoid hiring older workers for a variety of reasons, ranging from a fear of higher health care costs to absences and social bias in favor of youth. But age discrimination is clearly illegal, and you should avoid this question. Don't try to get the information by asking when the person graduated from college either.
Hmm. You know, if I was a woman, one of the first things I'd say in an interview is, yeah, I've had a hysterectomy. Just, ooh, it grew back.
You're hired. Number seven, do you observe Yom Kippur? You can't discriminate on the basis of religion, so this question is illegal, as would be anything in regards to other holidays for religions. And it says if you're concerned about the candidate's availability, you could ask whether he or she can work on holidays and weekends, but not the specific particular religious holidays. Number eight, do you have a disability or chronic illness? This information is not supposed to be used to be as a factor in hiring, so the questions are illegal. Yeah, the whole idea that asking a question is against the law. Whatever happened to freedom of speech?
Yeah. Well, you know, our court system has taken care of that whole freedom of speech
thing. Yeah, exactly. It says here if the job will require specific physical tasks, such as installing cables and wires and ceilings, you might ask whether the person could perform those tasks with reasonable accommodation. Number nine. Another question you can't ask. Are you in the National Guard? Although some managers might find it disruptive when employees leave for duty, it's illegal to discriminate against someone because he or she belongs to the National Guard or a reserve unit.
Because it's inconvenient for the government. The government just passed a law that's, you know, inconvenient for them. Are you telling me if I had some other job that was out there that would clash with my possible work schedule that they shouldn't be able to make a decision? No, it's the government making laws that's convenient for them. And that's just wrong.
Finally, number 10, do you smoke or use alcohol? In general, you can't discriminate on the basis of the use of a legal product when the employee is not on the premises and not on the job. And once again, you know, this goes back to somebody who might be might consider themselves a good, clean, straight-edge person. Perhaps they want to populate their business with other people who have a similar mentality, other people who don't engage in drinking alcohol or smoking cigarettes or doing drugs. And they should be able to make those decisions. Mm-hmm. And this is so outrageous that in the so-called land of the free, business owners are not free to discriminate and hire the people they think would be best for their business. Well, it just goes to show that it's not your business. It's the government's business because they can tell you how to run it. They can tell you how much to pay your workers. They can tell you who you have to hire. It's just you don't even own your business in this country. You don't own your property. You don't own your car. We're all just a bunch of serfs.
You know, the when it comes to smokers, some employers don't like smokers because they're outside smoking too often.
Well, sure, they always want to take a smoke break.
It's because the government's passed rules that says that you can't allow people to smoke inside your business.
Might not want people to smoke inside.
That should be your choice too. It's your business. You pay the rent. You pay the mortgage. You pay everybody who's there. If a smoker doesn't want to work there, then, well, you know, that's they're making a decision for their life.
It's just disgusting that this is going on, and it needs to stop. These there are state laws and federal laws, and from what I understand, because Julia just went through extensive training on this for her job, from what I understand, if there are two laws, for instance, one state, one federal, and one is more restrictive, whatever it is that's more restrictive, whatever it is that benefits the employee is the one that you have to follow. So there's no federal precedence. It's just whichever benefits the employee more. So again, you know, this ties back into what we talked about earlier, the idea that you as someone who is an employee, you actually run your own business. You're selling your labor. You're selling your skills to the business, to the owner of whatever business it is you're working for, and you should be free to choose who you want to work for, just as they should be free to choose who they want to work for them, and let the decisions be made between the two individuals. The marketplace does work if you just let it happen. What if I want to start a business where I only hire atheist females between the ages of 18 and 22? I should be able to do that. In fact, why shouldn't you be? Apparently, with all these restrictions, Mark, you should be able to get a job at a strip club that usually only hires women. Why can't strip clubs only hire women? This is just insane.
Attention, gardeners. This is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, spots, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The healing formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. And that's 800-259-9231 is our number. The website is freetalklive.com. We continue here with your phone calls in a moment. But, Mark, did you have anything else to say on this discrimination issue?
You know, as strange as it sounds, I think that it would be just fine if, you know, we didn't have, if we allowed businesses to discriminate on anything they want.
Absolutely.
I mean, let's take the worst case scenario here. Black people have probably had it real rough in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, most of the reasons that they had it rough were laws. You know, there were
Jim Crow laws. That's
what they're called, Jim Crow laws. They weren't the Jim Crow rules that bigoted white business owners made up. They were the Jim Crow laws.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sitting at the back of the bus, that believe me, it wasn't the bus owners that did this. It was the politicians that abused their power.
Many bus owners lobbied against it.
And racism is very unpopular right now, and I just can't see...
It's not going to gain in popularity.
I can't see that either, especially with the intermarrying of races and people, you know...
Thank goodness for that.
You know, having the ethnicity becoming more and more mixed.
Yeah.
I just can't see how it's, how it would be good for a business to say, oh, we don't allow blacks in here. I just can't imagine.
I wouldn't go there.
I mean, to try to imagine that store in your town. How would you feel about that person? That person has to, you know, live and work and, do business in that community. They're going to have a very difficult time living and working and doing business in that community. Are you going to want to live, I might just, certainly if I do business with them, the service would stink. The prices may be higher, and I may just choose not to do it, period.
Mm-hmm.
If they come into my store and, want to buy something, I may not even sell it to them.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't serve people
racist.
With a first name like yours.
I discriminate against racists.
Yeah, you can
no
do whatever
sales
you
to
want.
Racists.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
And I think that these problems would handle themselves. And, you know, to not allow employers to make decisions for themselves, it's just antithetical to freedom.
Sure is. Let's go with your phone calls. Talk to Mac in Georgia. Mac, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Military cop.
I'm sorry?
It's your neighborhood military cop.
Oh, yes. Military police Mac. Hey, what's happening?
I'm doing good. Listen to a podcast the other day. You know, I was talking about the DFACs, taking people kids.
DCF.
Yeah, DCF.
Yeah.
Department of Children and Families. What do you got?
Oh, when I was 17, the South Carolina Department of Social Services, they tried to take me away from my mother.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I was just diagnosed as diabetic, and the doctor had got some results back. And was saying that my kidneys were probably messed up. So I had to go to the hospital. I had to spend a couple nights in the hospital. And as a precaution, the doctors called the DSS to check on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up the next morning. Well, my mother and the lady talked, and they said it was going to be at a certain time. So I wake up about an hour and a half early before they were supposed to come in and talk to me and my mother. And I wake up late sitting next to me.
The woman from the government was standing next to you.
Yeah.
What did she want?
She wanted to ask me some questions.
What about?
About how my mother was taking care of me if I was on my medicine and everything. Turned out that the DSS interpreted take on this person and made sure that they went to the hospital to stop proceeding to take the child away, take me away from my mother for neglect.
So the doctors called in the bureaucrats because they thought that they just wanted them to check on you, or they thought that you were being neglected?
They wanted to check on me, make sure I made it to the hospital.
And so. I'm a little confused here. So the woman from the government was trying to see if you were being neglected by your mother?
Yeah.
So how did that turn out for you?
She already started receiving everything.
She what?
She already put the paperwork in and everything.
Wow.
To take you mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Even before she had asked you the questions, she put the paperwork in?
Yeah. It was over the span of like about 2 or 3 days.
Wow.
Because that's what they do, you know. You call DCF or you call the Department of Children and Families, in this case Social Services, and they take kids.
They take kids. That's what they do.
That's what they know how to do.
I mean, honestly, I think it's stupid. You know what I mean? I've seen cases, both as a thing and as an MP, you know, working with civilian law enforcement, where maybe they have vendettas against adults, and they just call DSS, and the one fell swoop, they take the kids.
Yeah, it's just tragedy after tragedy. How did this end up resolving itself, this situation?
The lady answered questions and left. It was still about an hour before my mother came. I called her as soon as the lady left, and by the time I mean, made it back into South Carolina because the hospital was in Savannah. Where I lived, I was close to Savannah, so I just went to Savannah to go to the hospital. And by the time I really made it back to Richmond, South Carolina, to her office, they had a phone call from my mother waiting for her, so my mother was going to cuss her out. And after my mother stood up to her, they closed out the case. I never heard from her again.
They pulled it. Wow. You're fortunate there.
Yeah, lucky.
But also, you were of age to where you probably could have come to your mother's defense. You know, the problem really comes in when you're dealing with 4-year-olds and 3-year-olds and, you know, young kids that, you know, they can barely even communicate. I guess 4-year-olds can communicate. But, you know, young kids that can't communicate very effectively when they just come in and snatch them up and they can't speak for themselves to say, hey, wait, I love my parents. Let me stay here. Mac, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So
it's a nightmare whenever DCF gets involved with your family.
Let's continue. We have Jim on the line in Indianapolis. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Oh, my name's Vince. I'm sorry.
Oh, Vince, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I've got an interesting article here. It says insurers ask doctors to disclose patient info. I guess it's a Blue Cross of California. They're asking, they're sending letters to physicians along with the copies of the applications to disclose you know, to make sure that the patient's information is up to date. Of course, the physicians are, you know, politely saying no, thank you.
So wait a minute. I would think the insurance company would have the contractual agreement that specifies that they could get patients' information. Why shouldn't they? They, you know, they've got to pay claims. Shouldn't they know if everything's copacetic?
Well, I'm saying, yeah, they should know if the actual patient exists. But see, you got to understand the insurance business. It's a third payer party system.
So, I don't think I understand. I mean, what about
the health insurance is third-party payer, basically.
Right.
You're going through an HMO, and you get a doctor or whatever, and then they agree to either take your insurance or they don't, or the insurance company accepts the doctor. That's what's called third-party payer systems.
So you're saying that the doctor verifies the person. I'm lost.
They verify what they're supposed to do. From the crux of these letters is that Blue Cross of California was just taking the applications without checking if the patient was real or fraud or whatever, or there were inconsistencies in the application. You know, they didn't reveal previous disclosures. You know, say they had cancer or pre-existing conditions.
Okay, and, so you're saying that insurance companies shouldn't be able to get the patient information?
Well, not the way it's set up. It's not a private market system. Insurance companies are run by the states that all 50 states are run them. They're financial institutions that are run by the states.
I don't know if Blue Cross is run by the states. There's lots of regulations.
You have a Department of Insurance in California.
Right, I understand.
I guarantee you do because
I understand they're very heavily regulated, and certainly we should get the government out of regulating that.
You have a Department of Health Care in California.
Vince, thanks for the call tonight. Certainly the government should leave insurance companies alone, leave health care providers alone, and let them make their own decisions as to who's going to share what information with each other. I'm not sure what to say about that particular issue. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't, and he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the top. Said he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com, that's SpyVille.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
In these remaining moments, just enough time for your call. If you make it now, you can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. And it doesn't matter what you buy. 41 categories to shop in, new items, used items, whatever it is. Load it into your shopping cart, check out, enjoy the great prices you'll get at Amazon. Also enjoy the free Super Saver shipping deals that they have on so many of their items. And feel good, because not only did you get what you wanted at a great price, but a decent chunk of the purchase price actually went to Free Talk Live. They've got a pretty nice reward system for us there. But you have to enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. And movies, lingerie, and marital aids, if you're looking for those items, go to adameve.com. They've got a special offer for you. Adameve.com/talk is where you want to enter. And if you enter through that link, you get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off at adameve.com/talk. So here's kind of a fun little story from zenhabits.net. 15 great decluttering tips. Everybody needs to reduce clutter in their lives, unless you're a pack rat.
You love this subject. You just hate clutter.
I do. You know, Julia and I were rearranging a room upstairs in the house recently, and I took that opportunity to clear out some more crap I didn't need. So, I'm always constantly, as much as I can, paring down the amount of stuff that I have, because I just can't stand having too much of it. I don't want to become a pack rat. This frightens me, and simple is good. Simplification, I think, is very important, because if things are simple, you know where they are. Though, of course, the pack rats, they know where things are, too. That's kind of a funny thing about them. Even though they've got a load of stuff all piled up all over their house, they can go and find things, and it's just amazing. Anyway, 15 tips here, again, from zenhabits.net. Number one, declutter for 15 minutes every day. I'd say that's going overboard. I don't know. That seems like a little unnecessary. It seems like a bit of an obsession with decluttering.
If you have a family, that might make some more sense.
That's
just one individual, it might be a little overboard.
Right.
But if you have a problem right now, you don't have a problem with
that's
clutter.
That's true. If you've got a bunch of stuff, then that would make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're trying to reduce your clutter. Number two, good point, Mark. We should look at it from that perspective. Number two, don't allow things into the house in the first place. Says here, whether you've begun decluttering the living space or you've just completed it, stop bringing in new stuff now. Even if that's all you do and don't start decluttering immediately, if you can only establish one habit at a time, establish the no more stuff habit first. This way, when you do get to decluttering the existing stuff, you've already stopped making it worse. Think of bailing out a boat with a hole in it. You can bail and bail, but it won't do anything for the leak. And, you know, lots of people go out there and they buy things on impulse that they might not necessarily need, and they bring it home and they put it on a shelf somewhere, and that's where it sits. So be very, very judicious about what you bring in, and make sure you really need it for your life, or that it's something that you explicitly want, and it's not a bunch of crap that's unnecessary. Number three, donate the stuff that you're decluttering so you don't feel bad about throwing it out and wasting it. That's a good one. We mentioned Goodwill earlier. Organizations like that are always happy to take your stuff. Number four, create a Joe's Goals chart with decluttering on it, either daily or three times a week. Check off the days when you declutter, and you'll feel a great sense of accomplishment. Well, I don't know who Joe is and why he has his own goals chart, but goals are always a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I have a goal sheet that I make for myself every single week.
Are you still doing that? I sort of stopped around Christmas
time. Yeah, I know you stopped.
Holiday popped in, and my goals have gone by the wayside.
I'm at it by myself, dude.
What day do you do it?
So I do it after the show on Fridays.
Okay.
So you write down your goals, and whether it's decluttering or whatever it is you have to do in life, and goal setting's a whole other topic, but it's very important to write things down because it makes it more concrete, and you know for a fact whether or not you've done it. It helped me out today, Mark. I found myself a little idle. I'd finished checking my email. You know how I love to check my email.
Mm-hmm.
I'd finished checking my email. I thought, all right, what else do I have to do? Ah, goal sheet. Looked at the goal sheet. Ah, I got to finish the Talkers ad. There it was, and I got what I needed to do done. So goals are very powerful. Number five, start at the corner by the door and move your way around the room. Doing the superficial stuff first. Surfaces, empty the bin, etc. Repeat, but do more the second time around. For instance, open the cupboard, so go in deeper. Number six, whenever you're boiling the kettle for tea, tidy up the kitchen. If the kitchen's tidy, tidy up the next room. It's only 3 minutes, but it keeps you on top of everything. Number seven, use the one-in, two-out rule. The rule is whenever you bring in an item, you have to throw away two other items. Now, first, you cheat by throwing out two pieces of paper, but soon you'll actually have to move big stuff. That's kind of an interesting one. Number eight, make your storage space smaller and more minimal. If you have lots of storage, you'll fill it with stuff, and that is so true. And that's something I think you're doing right when it comes to building your new house, Mark. You said it's only, what, 800 square feet?
Yeah.
So it's going to be you, Laura, and the kid.
Right.
And maybe a dog or a cat.
Or both.
That gives you a limited amount of space to put things in. Whereas if you've got an empty room, inevitably what you're going to do is just start piling crap up in
mm-hmm.
it. That's what happens. People are very good about this. I think it's instinctual to some extent. If we have empty spaces, we fill it with crap.
That's the way it is. And then you buy a bigger house and fill it full of more crap.
Yeah, exactly. No, I remember my old girlfriend, her parents, they had this problem. They had just had stuff everywhere. There was a drawer. There was just stuff all in it. And they weren't particularly messy. They weren't pack rats. And there weren't stuff just piled up in the room. But wherever there was somewhere to store something, whether it be a drawer or a countertop, it was just loaded with stuff.
Mm.
And one of my favorite, not that I watched television, but years ago, I came across a show, actually on a recommendation of my mother, as a matter of fact. It was called Clean Sweep. I don't know if they still make it, but this is an inspirational show.
Mm-hmm.
You watch this show, and what they do is they have these experts, like cleaning experts or organizational experts, simplification experts, if you will, that basically people will call up and say, look, my brother, he's a pack rat. He's got all this crap in his house. Will you help him? And so then the guy, you know, the brother agrees, okay, yeah, bring these people in, bring your cameras. And they bring these experts in there, and they essentially go to work cleaning out room by room. I think they just focus on, I don't know, they focus on one room. It's been a while since I've seen it. Anyway, what they do is they clean out pretty much the entire house, and they just take everything out, and they put it out in the front yard. And then this expert sits there, and they go through the stuff with the individual, and they say, now look, do you really need this giant teddy bear, for instance? And you know, they go through all these ludicrous things, this junk that we collect. And it's really just amazing, not only watching people try to let go of some of the things they think they need, but have just been sitting in a closet for 10 years and they've never touched, you know, like the giant teddy bear or the old sewing machine or whatever it is that you've got. It's fun watching people go through that process, but it's also amazing to see inside these people's homes and see the level of clutter that they actually have and then see what it looks like when it's all spread out on the front lawn and they have them take, you know, take the stuff they want to keep and they put that in one pile and then they put they've got another to sell pile and you put the stuff for a garage sale in that pile and there's a trash pile and you put stuff in that pile. It's an interesting little process. Anyway, a few more here. Storage space smaller, that makes sense. Number 9, clothing rule. If you haven't worn an item in 6 months, sell or donate it.
What if you live in what if you live up north?
12 months makes more sense.
Okay.
Number 10, the one-year box. These aren't perfect, but a lot of them are good. The one-year box. Take all your items that you're unsure about getting rid of, like, oh, I might need this big teddy bear someday. Put them in a box, seal it, and date it for 1 year in the future. When the date comes and you still didn't need to open it to get anything, donate the box without even opening it. You probably won't even remember what was in there. That's pretty cool. I like that one.
Mm.
Because if you open the box, then those feelings are going to come back. You know, you open the box, oh, it's been a year. Let's see what's in here. Oh, it's my teddy bear. I don't want to, you know, or the sewing machine. I might still need that. That sort of feeling will come up again inside you, and you'll tell yourself, this is what pack rats tell themselves. They tell themselves, oh, yeah, I might need that old box someday. And so they stack up a bunch of old boxes, or, oh, it's an old bill from the power company. You know, I might need to look at that someday. And so they stack that up.
Well, you
want to avoid that thought process.
A flat piece of paper from the power company probably isn't as big of a deal as a box.
The pack rats will stack and stack and stack these flat pieces of paper.
Understood. But you know, it's so difficult storing these boxes. You know, you think, well, what if I have to return this thing? So you store the box, and then you've stored the box, so it doesn't go away. Do you understand?
Yeah, like, I have a box collection.
It's there forever.
Yeah.
You know? I think if you're going to do such a thing, I think the best way to do it is buy yourself some packing tape and one of those packing tape guns and break the boxes down and store them flat. That way you're not storing a bunch of whole boxes at the very least, and then you can go through them and toss them out yearly if you need to do so.
We're short on time. Let me go through the rest. Declutter one room at a time. Keep a list in your planner labeled don't need it, don't want it. Internalize that your value is not in your stuff. It's just stuff. 14, have someone else who you trust help you go through your things. Let them call you out. You know, do you really need this? And finally, gift everything. Give stuff away. Let them take it. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.